So I invite you now, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes, take a deep restorative breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then just exhale. And as you let go, relax your body, still your mind, and just be in the presence of the Lord. Take another deep breath, moving deeper into that place of pure peace, pure light, and pure divine love. And as you release your breath, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. And as you continue to breathe normally, open your heart and call upon your inner wisdom to identify the secret of your stone. In the stillness of this quiet moment, ask the God of your being to reveal to you what self-created stone is blocking the cave of your own choosing. Search your heart for any unforgiveness, resentment, blame, fear, feelings of limitation or lack that have created a barrier to the life that God wants you to live. Affirm, I am one with the Most High. I am worthy. I am loved. I open my heart now to discover the stone that is blocking my way. My inner wisdom reveals this to me in the perfect timing. Do this now in the silence. In this sacred moment, that whatever your stone is, whether you have discovered it now or whether you are still waiting for it to be revealed, it is not the truth of your being. It is not aligned with your spiritual identity. Therefore, it must be rolled away. In your mind's eye, see Jesus approaching the tomb of Lazarus with the unshakable trust that something powerful is taking place. He knew that nothing could happen until the great stone sealing the opening of the cave and standing between him and Lazarus was first moved away. Right here, right now, something is standing between the current you and the you you were created to be, between you and good health, between you and prosperity, between you and a loving relationship, between you and inner peace and joy. Nothing can happen until you move that huge barrier out of the way. Now it's your turn to follow Jesus. In the silence, say to yourself, in full confidence and joyful expectation, take the stone away. And so it is, and so we joyfully celebrate its being. And let us hold the words of Paul in Philippians 4:8 in our hearts. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And dear God, sweet Spirit, help us to live with spiritual eyesight and insight, to see beyond the temporary conditions of this physical world all the true, honorable, just, pure, and pleasing things in our lives. We joyfully open ourselves to the Spirit of life within, and we know we are transformed and blessed every step of the way. We expect our lives to unfold in your perfect divine goodness. And for this divine inheritance, we are so grateful. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And let's end our time now of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us.